Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Welcome, dear saints, the ones who couldn't stay here last night, who couldn't come last night. I feel like very, very privileged to see the content of this conference. The Lord has been introducing us into His inner chambers in order to give us something very important and something that's in His heart. Last night, we had a really good start. Our subject, everybody got the outlines? Can you hear me very well? Okay. If not, please let us know. My voice kind of come down sometimes. Maybe it's not loud enough. Overcoming in the first stage. That's a subject, general subject. The overcoming life is portrayed in some songs. And last night we saw the first stage, how overcoming the first stage. And today we're going to follow. And in a first page, a stage, but number two. But tomorrow, I mean tonight, we will go to a second stage, the first part, and then the second part of the second stage will be tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning, I'm sorry. Those messages that were given to us, 2005 were released. There was a semester, fall semester, and full-time training in Anaheim. And the years that have been going on, I believe that this content is not being considered again ever since. So I'm very impressed how the Lord lead the brothers to pick this as a subject of the conference in Chicago. And I remember that the conference before this, the content of the book, The Law of the Revival Law. Maybe you know that book. Also focus on the points and experiences of the Song of Songs. How can we consider? And then those messages were picked. As the following, I believe that this is a word not just for us here who are here, the Spanish speaking ones, but it's in order to accomplish the need through all the recovery. And I feel very privileged. So we're here representing the recovery here in order to enjoy and consider this word. After 20 years, we haven't heard something like this. The Lord's recovery, we can say, is to recover in the preparation of the bride. The recovery of the Lord is the recovery of to love the Lord. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? And saints, this will draw us. How the Lord has drawn us in His love. Every one of us. If you consider your story, the Lord brought us, the Lord drew you because of His love and His beauty. And among us here in the Lord's recovery, we treasure this. And we treasure Song of Songs as the book, a Bible, a book in the Bible, and which all the revelation of the Bible is there in eight chapters only. To represent the romance of the Lord is in it. A creator and loving Lord want to establish this relationship, His fellowship with us. And we appreciate this so much. We treasure Song of Songs. We also that we are in the Lord's recovery, and the Lord's recovery our first love. Where are we in this whole matter? how profound are we in this matter? And what point this affect our living, our daily living, our relationships, our sons, our wives and husbands. As we come close to the end of the age, and we know that we are in certain stage, in the stage which is everything is being intensified. Politicians, it's so obvious that it's being intensified. And in our personal lives, I believe that you see that the things have been intensified also. The lost recovery has been so impacting. So it's letting us know that we are coming to the end of the age. It said that what's going on in Israel is a warning to all of us that what's going on, something's going on. But we see, but also the socio-political things, that the worldly situation is obvious that it's bringing us to see that the end of the age is coming closer. And then it's the people of God, the ones who represent, especially the ones in recovery, are we waiting, responding to what the Lord is calling? Do you want to be an overcomer in this intensified situation? In what sense this intensification come to you and as a believer here, as a single believer in the Lord's recovery? So it's obvious that this need to be intensified. We need to open ourselves. We need to respond to the Lord through His calling. So we can involve with Him, and we can involve in a romance with Him. The ones who always, He always desire. We treasure His romance. We are such a privileged people that we know that the Christian life is a romance. That many Christians have not seen this, but we do. And then, what are we going to do with it? With this revelation? What result it will have among us? There's no one who can say he's not being captured by the Lord. There's no one who said, I don't love the Lord. They love the Lord. But consider, what grade, at what stage, this matter has been centered, and this subject, crucial subject, is a governance subject. Govern your consideration, govern your aspirations, govern your daily living. It's a possibility that maybe we kidnapped this love as a part that we appreciate in our daily life with the Lord. But when He speaks to us to be an overcomer, intensify us, maybe the Lord. And maybe the Lord is choose the Spanish-speaking saints here in Chicago to consider this matter and to respond to the Lord in a very specific way so they can become a model to other saints and the Lord's recovery. It's true, Brother Eric. I will believe that the Lord prepared this in a particular way so we can have an encounter with the Lord this weekend in such a way. Just imagine who can have such a message with such a title? Beautified through transformation and the church life. Oh, saints, we have Christ. He's beautiful. We have the church life. And we can see, we can find this beautiful Christ. So we have Christ, and we got the church. We got in the proper place in order to become beautiful. Beautified through transformation and the church life. Okay. About a year ago, the conference, Thanksgiving conference in the USA, we had a general subject, the divine dispensing of the triune God and His divine economy, the dispensing of the divine God and His divine economy. Isn't that true that we are very privileged people to know that the Bible opens itself to when we see the God's economy? When we can see God's economy, where in which God, the triune God, is ready to dispense Himself, impart Himself. So that's connected with today's in this way. God's economy could be something general to all of us. Include the triune God as He dispenses Himself into us. Saints, in the order that the message given to this conference is, the first message we saw that our eternal blessing is the triune God. Now He is dispensing Himself into us. But the second message, open the matter of God's economy, giving us the knowledge of that God's economy is economy of a romance, in which we are being drawn toward the Lord, to be captivated by Him. When we are captivated by Him and are drawn by Him, and we see Him, our faith, spiritual speaking, go through Him, and He dispense Himself into us. When we do this, it's possible that you say the triune God dispensing us all the time. But He's active all the time. He lives in us actively. But He's not dispensing all the time in us. Otherwise, everybody will be transformed by now. It's not so. Now, He wants to do it, but what is missing? We need to be drawn to the point, attention, and attention of our heart, in our eyes. Our eyes have been is our when our spiritual face. See or turn toward Him, and we contemplate Him and His presence come in and ask us, are you willing to be with me? Do you want to? When we see Him and we see His beauty, this means that yes, I do want to, Lord. Yes, I'm willing. And He dispensed Himself. So in this conference about a year ago, the first message after we saw the blessing of the triune God who wants to dispense Himself is the second stage was the divine romance. And at the sharing of the conference, we saw that this economy is working in the context and the of experience of the divine romance. We as saints, we want to have his economy, his dispensing every day, and then we are under his dispensing, which is a blessing. But when you get up in the morning, and you wake up in the romance, or you go to work in the traffic, are you in such a romance? When you go before your boss, are you still in such a romance? After the work, after such a day working, you go back home and with your wife, are you still under such a romance? When your son, and it's not doing too good, etc., etc., etc. And then we see our potential. The matter is, are we ever going to realize that such a romance in which we are is a romance? And no romance is. It's not a today yes and tomorrow no, or maybe this morning yes and tonight no. This is not a romance. That is not a romance. So after we see that the Bible presents a romance in some songs, and we are in a recovery in which this has been recovered, and the Lord is waiting for who? Us. To realize that we are in a romance whose quality exceeds our actual experience. And then, my beloved, our dear Lord, our dear one, our beloved, is calling us to enter into this romance in a deeper way, a more consistent way than we were before. And this is what this conference is all about. Isn't that important? Is not this very central and crucial? Yes, it is. Amen. We have this booklet. It's the mystery of the mystery of human living. It helps a person to get saved. The mystery of the human life. And our gospel, in order to help the ones we contact, we can help them to understand that we can help them to understand what the mystery of mysteries is regarding the human life, and the mystery of the human mystery. Like your brother Eric said last night, once you come to the Lord, the Lord kiss you, the Lord hug you, and he established you in this romance. Ever since, your whole life, your personal life, it must become an enlargement of this experience. The same romance that you felt when you came. Everyone who has become a believer, fall in love with the Lord, fall in love with the Lord. That your heart is touched. And then you've been introduced into such a romance, which will strengthen into this romance with the Lord. That your history will be. So the mystery of human life is, we can say, we can tell someone, pray the mystery of the mysteries. Is it that your life will be and enter into such a romance. Isn't that a good news? But in order to do this, it's necessary that they are in the church life. It's necessary with people, with saints who are romantic with the Lord, who remain in this romance. If a new one come among us this morning, they're going to feel that you are crazy. And your love towards the Lord. Okay, Saint. Is this some water? Is this a razor? This divine economy in which we are, and then have stages in the divine life, we will see that I want to define this, if I can, how to answer the calling to overcome. Let's see. The Lord, our dear Lord, have such a beautiful, incomparable beauty. This, you will see in our outline, this is what drew us when we came to Him. We will draw to Him because of His beauty. And not just He's so beautiful, He is beautiful. We cannot exceed His beauty. This results in attraction. His beauty results in attraction. Only tea, right? You want tea? Yes. It's spelled in Spanish, so. Amen. Attraction. And out of that attraction, you become a romance. The result is a romance. And from that romance, we are transformed. And we will have then a beautiful, incomparable beauty also. And then, in both who are so beautiful, they become a marriage, a couple. And then, we will be able to see it. There, He is beautiful without comparison, and He should draw it. But in our daily life, sometimes there's things that are more beautiful than Him, or maybe things that distract us from His beauty. So then here, in our daily living, we need to be in the Song of Songs. You think that in the midst of maybe you're a teacher and you have about 30 students in your class, and you are teaching them. in the midst of this teaching, you can be answering, looking at the beautiful face of our dear Lord Jesus. The one who is beautiful without comparison. And then the one who resides, dwells in your spirit. You can be contemplating him as you teach. Isn't that difficult? Yes, right? But if you don't do that, how can your teaching can be shown a romance? If maybe as you spend those 8 hours and you are not in that romance, so what kind of romance it is then? And what stage is that romance? And what kind of romance that is in regards to he's being romantic with you, but you are busy, and we can say even distracted. To overcome is jump over as you're teaching to respond to such an attractive one, incomparable beauty that he has. I think it is very logical if we don't do this. Some of you work 8 hours, 10, 12, even 14 hours a day. Without those 14 hours a day, you are not seeing the one who is beautiful. You are not involved with him in a romantic way. And then the whole day, you just departed from that romance. Well, let's say that you are married. Part of your work, you spend time with your wife or husband. And in that time, that period of time, you're taking care of the house, taking care of the kids, or the practical things in the house. And there's no time to observe, to contemplate, or look at the one who's beautiful. And then it's right. You are busy, you and your marriage life. But if you contemplate him, and then you have a romance, but it's absentee. So that romance is in theory. Maybe it's a good idea, a good principle. It's with the overcomers, that means that the romance that we have, that they become practical. That romance become practical to us. Don't think that this is what the Lord is waiting for. So he wants to transform, so you become as he is in this beauty. But he does that as long as you present yourself to him in order for him, and look at him in order to see each other so they can be blending into such a romance so he can enter into you and then introduce himself into you and then he bring you into himself. And then does result, and also shown such a beauty. And then you live a Christian life, which the Bible speaks in thousands of aspects. This is to describe the relationship that we have with him, that we can have with him. And the romance, which this is what the Lord is waiting in order to finish this age, this romance, that we can experience its result in his bride, Let's read Romans number 1. In the first stage of our coming, there's the verses that we read. The secret of Christ overcomes the attraction of the world by being attracted and captivated by Christ. And him. And him. It's captivated by his beauty. And we have this hymn, hymn 437. The love he is represented by. The things that we need to overcome. The content of things that... The first thing we overcome is the world. But in the same way we overcome the world, we need to overcome all the things that will distract us from him. Maybe with the help of Brother Nee, the first point in the book of Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse, Song of Songs of Solomon, and then it says, verse 2, it says, kiss me. What a way to start book of the Bible, or any book, for that matter. So it means to me that something happened there. It implied that something happened there. If somebody find a letter you sent to your wife a long time when you were in love in the beginning, in your room, and it says, and then she says, kiss me, implies that there's something happened. What happened to the one who was seeking? She was in the world. Yeah, she's the country girl was in the world. And what happened? Even though he didn't look like a king, but he was captivated by her, and he forgot that who he was, and she did too. She forgot who she was, and then she came and kissed. So this indicates that the way to deal with the world is not put demands. The world is this or is that. Do not touch the things of the world. Do not love the world. Because if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Do not touch the things. It's not bad to say that, but it doesn't work. Because the worldly people have the enjoyment in the world, even though they do not want to keep on enjoying the world, but they're still there. But when the ones who is beautiful and incomparable, he have no comparison in his beauty, and then he saved them, he take him out of there. It's in the same way. It must have a result in every aspect of your daily life. We don't have problems with the world, mostly. Maybe some of you do. Don't worry about the world, but just occupy yourself in seeing that His beauty. His beauty. His, in the same way as your teacher, you need to find the one who's beautiful in that classroom. Can you imagine your life? Are you satisfied with your life? And a group, in general, group outside in the world, are you satisfied with your life? You ask them. They're going to tell you, no, they are not. Even among us, maybe among us, some of us are not satisfied either. It's because we have entered into this divine romance, ordained, predestinated, and established in his regeneration. We have entered into it. This is the point in Roman 1. We need to overcome all the obstacles in order to love, through the loving of his person, in order to tell him yes in our daily life, telling him yes, Lord. We live maybe in a cloud. No? Are we living in a cloud? Do we have the sensation of His presence, of His coming, of His romance? The one who lives in such a way is satisfied with his life. Romans 2, our love for the Lord does not depend upon our ability to love Him. It depends upon His loveliness. So the way He is so attract, the way He attracts us, which is with no comparison. So this point is very important. And we misunderstand something. In the recovery of the Lord, we ask, how can I love the Lord more? We ask many times. I don't feel like I love Him enough, especially when we talk about the Bible as a romance, or the Christian life as a romantic life. I'm lack in this love. So how can I love the Lord more? Then the question is not bad. And we answer, so we need to cultivate such a love. Same way as you learn with your wife, with your husband, you cultivate such a relationship. It's not bad, but it's not correct. It's not the best way. The best way is to see in Him. The Christian life is a matter of contemplating His beauty. Is it difficult to see His beauty, to contemplate His beauty? Can we enlarge His beauty in our daily living and our experiences with Him? Maybe we are not able to see Him. Maybe we can't perceive how attractive He is, how beautiful He is. He is with no comparison. Later, the brothers are going to speak to us, Brother Eric. How can we apply or download some application in order to enter into the ministry? The ministry that to bring us into a marriage with the Lord. And also show to us His beauty. So one way we can our love can grow towards the Lord is to spend more time with the Lord In order to see His beauty, we can be captivated. And it's this way, as He captivates us, and His beauty brings us back to Him, and has been dispensing to us such a beauty. It's as when we say we agree with You, Lord, when we come to Him. And one brother says, in the verse it says, chapter 5, verse 10 through 16, when the seeking one, the seeker, where is my beloved? And the one who says, why are you so worried? Why are you so distracted? What you love, beloved, is had more than any other loved one. What do you would say somebody asks you such a question? Why do you come here on the weekend? And she says, why are you here this weekend? What do you would answer? Because He showed His beauty in such a magnificent way. Letter A says, loving the Lord is not a matter of being able to love Him, but of His being altogether lovely. Amen. If you want to love Him, you have to see Him. You have to come more into the ministry, into the Word, where you can see His beauty. You will fall in love with Him even more. And you will want His spiritual eyes, the eyes of His heart. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, it will be able to see anything else. When you are awake, your eyes always seeing something. And it all depends where your eyes are fixed. And the same thing with the eyes of our hearts. The eyes of our hearts are always open. They're being put upon something. And you decide where they're going to see you, what they're going to see. When we put our eyes and the Lord, and then we are being infused, and we love Him. This is how we overcome. This is how we answer. B says, we cannot love the Lord without seeing His beauty. Once we see His beauty, we cannot help loving Him. Hallelujah. The matter is to seek His to see His beauty. It's not possible to love Him if you cannot contemplate Him. If you do not contemplate Him, you are not going to love Him. The Lord is precious, lovable, and He makes all His lovers lovable also. We have this process here. But we need such an ingredient here. This is our contribution. Without this, how can it be a romance? But once we're in this romance, so we share His incomparable beauty, and then He come and transform us. Brother Ron says in Song of Songs, it's a book of kissing. Oh, book of beauty, obtain a beauty. So if you want to be beautiful, you need to get into this book. You become lovely, and this is our transformation. So when you see 2 Corinthians 3:18 and Romans 12, remember, this happened when and every time, especially when you are romantic with him, you introduce into your life your born life or even common life. You introduce this life into this romance and your common life becomes a spectacular life. Isn't that true? Number three. I had, after being attracted by the Lord's beauty to love him, we must learn one unique lesson, to be subdued. I like the message. Okay, there we go. In your employment, you need to be subdued. Sometimes we know it's necessary, but we don't like it. It's because we misunderstand this. We don't need to be subdued by our chief, our superior, or by your husband. It's only need to be in a romance. When you are in a romance, you contemplate in your marriage life, you can see this beautiful one and result in peace. And then you submit yourself, you subdue yourself. But once the question is, if you spend 16, 18 hours without sleeping and those times, and you are not romantic, and you don't feel such a romance, and you don't perceive that you're in such a romance, are you subdued? So this matter of being subdued, it means if we are willing to enter into this romance. When a young man come to this young girl, he fell in love with her, and he promised to her, he inquired if maybe we can, if she agreed. Oh, if she don't realize that he's calling her. Oh, she's not answering. Oh, she answered no. So it's not subduing the circumstances for the person who being close, coming close to. But he comes to her, and she said yes. And then the romance starts, and it's been subdued to such a such a romance. It's not a matter of being subdued to your husband or to your wife. It's subdued to the romance. And the automatic result is that you be subdued to your husband or your wife. The letter A says, Song of Songs speaks not only of love, not only love, but also subduing of the will. So the will we can see here. I think the other point says being represented by our neck, and also for our hair. When we are not subdued, our hair is very not very organized, and our neck is stiff. It's not flexible. But when we say, "Oh, Saint Lord, I love you," in the midst of a class, the students who can't behave properly, they are aware of our romance. So maybe his hair it was not dressed up properly. They know that your hair is properly ordained, or you saying you have your neck flexible. So this is what we want to do. And then the verses here indicates that the example of how she became so beautiful regarding her hair and her neck. The more our will is being subdued, more will be transformed. Chapter 1. Beloved, appreciate the secret loveliness of her submission to him. Cheeks lovely with plains of ornaments, number 1. And her beauty and her obedience to the transforming spirit. Neck with the strings of jewels. 2. Number 2. And 4:1, we see the beauty of Christ's lover and her submission and obedience through God's feeding. God's feeding her like a flock of goats. In chapter 1, verse 1, in chapter 4, verse 1, hair it been ordained in a way of a flock of goats. It's a result of what? You can see, contemplate. He said to her, "How beautiful your eyes are behind the veil." It means that she brought to him. She brought him in behind the veil. If the eyes are behind the veil, he cannot see them. But him, he says that your eyes behind the veil are so beautiful. He means the teacher in her class brought him behind his veil, and she make a contact eye with eye with him to see him, contemplate how beautiful your eyes are behind the veil. And this right here, he was infused into her, and she was fed as a symbolized but the flock and the hair and the flocks. So in 4:4.3, the lover, the Christ is beautiful in her, having a will that is submissive to him, neck like the Tower of David. She's a woman. You have a neck long, and doesn't look too beautiful. But it's beautiful that you can see here that it's fixed. Her neck is fixed. Her will is fixed. So what happened in the class? Do you have a neck like the tower, David Tower? Even this student who doesn't behave themselves, and maybe the atmosphere is not a proper atmosphere, and all the things that are there, cannot subdue your neck. And your neck and your will is dead. If you cannot allow anything to distracting you from the contact of contemplating His beauty. This is wonderful. Willing the romance and the transformation in a matter of willingness implies willingness. In a romance, nothing is a force, not a demanding. You with your wife, you don't demand on her, put demands on her. You don't put demands on him, you with your husband either. But she responds in a romantic way. It's her will. If we don't have this experience of a divine romance, maybe we have not choose this. We decided to choose something inferior, something that will replace the superior. Romance, which is the Lord Himself. So our will need to be, we need to be a strength, and we need to be like a fortress, like the Tower of David. But seeing Him eye with eye will be the things to do. Number four. The lover of Christ is beautiful through the process of transformation in the church life. So she asked, where do you have your lamps? And she answered her, just follow me. Just follow the steps of the flock. So just bring it to the traditions of the ones who have gone through this before, who know about this romance before you did, and this is regarding the ones who are seeking, go after such a romance. We need to love. We cannot be transformed. We cannot overcome if we do not be in the church in Chicago. In the church of life in Chicago, or the church life where you belong, this is the place where this romance can happen. In Romans number one, we must pray, read this point. To be in a local church, you into this in your locality, this matter of romantic, and you allowed everyone to see this romantic matter. You, their church life become because of you. The church become the kingdom of God. The millenary time, it's the time of the church life become the atmosphere with this love. When the saints of Spanish speaking saints come together, it's not a matter of to because of a need. Oh, because of war or some kind of work, and not because we can see each other. You can see each other. Oh, to supplies one to another, which will you do? But it's to do the come to the comprehension that we can see each other, supply each other, but in the romantic atmosphere, in which one help to other. To contemplate the beautiful one, which is the Lord. Number two, transformation is heavenly, spiritual, divine, metabolic change in our being. Based on those verses, transformation is the interaction of such a romantic relationship. Verse 15 says, "You are beautiful." And he also says, she says, you are beautiful also. In second verse says, modify how she was transformed in the first verses. The verse 1 through 11, 9 through 11, how she was transformed. She was transformed by seeing that beautiful one. And by seeing the beautiful one, she became beautiful also. And also, and then, and you are like a rose. So the transformation once the ones who love the Lord enter into a true life. They become transformed by the transforming life of the Spirit. Transformation of church life is carried out by a transforming Spirit. This happens through and if the saints are in such a romance. And two, transformation. It's the working of God's attribute into the seeking believers to become their virtues. See, the lover of Christ is transformed from a strong. The lover of Christ is transformed from a strong person, a mare, into a person who looks to the Lord with a single eye. You should underline this phrase. A person who got the eyes seeking the Lord in a simple way, a single way, like a dove. Verse 15. And a person who have a life who doesn't, and a person who lives a life of not relying on herself, but trusting on Him. You see the relationship here? See, they have an eyes of a dove. They have a lyre. There are two different things. But they have a relationship. Both of them are white. The flower is white and the dove is also white. When the dove, when the eyes of the dove can only see one thing at a time, and she have those eyes fixed on Him, and she have this spiritual perception when she saw Him. The flower, the lyre flower, is the one that don't trust himself, the lily. But trusting God is not to have her eyes fixed in nothing else, but turn to Him. A dove, it's the practical aspect of the lily, number one. He appreciates her beauty and looking to Him with a single eye by the Spirit. eyes like doves. A striking aspect of our beauty in the sight of the Lord Jesus is a single eye toward Him. Underline on the sight of the Lord. And I have single eye toward Him. Underline those. The eyes like doves signify in the spiritual insight that come from gazing on the Lord. And dear saints, brothers, if we can practice this in our daily life. Two, after having the eyes like doves, she becomes a lily, signifying that she is now living a life of trusting in God, not in her natural strength. Not only accomplish the same things, but accomplish even more, but not because of her own strength, but by contemplating Him and also obtaining His strength and become her strength. D. And this transforming work, there's a need of coordination of some transformers, the perfecting ones who help the seeker to know God in His nature and to experience Christ. The soul points, but this soul points us, we will do this. Who are us? Indicated that the Lord and all the other saints in the church life, the Lord and all the other saints will provide, will provide Him with the golden planes of gold, ornament or expression. Planes of gold plus, it says the seeker seeks his submission to God through the transformation of the spirit with the divine nature of God. Planes of gold as ornament or expression cheeks. Amen. This goes with 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Gold, silver, and precious stones. Transformation is a banquet. It's a feast. At this feast, like Mephibosheth, who was crippled on his feet, enjoyed the king's riches at his table. The riches of the king and his table. You remember the Mephibosheth? You remember his story? It's a grandson of Saul. Even during the war in David's house, both of the houses, Saul and David, because of the kingdom. This King David. In the midst of all this, there's someone in the house of Saul to whom I can show the goodness of God. And then somebody mentioned that there was this relative of Saul who was crippled since his youth, and he was called. David says, He will be my son, sitting at a table, eating with us all the time. This indicated that the feast that Eric mentioned last night, the feast that we have in chapter 2, the house of the banquets, indicate that we have the experience of Mephibosheth, and also the experience of romance in the church life, in which it's, you know, which is, it's not logical that we sit in a table, we put our feet, our crippled feet, so everyone can see our crippled feet, and we can see them and everybody else can. You know what you do when you're a teacher? In a class, when you teach, and you are not on Divine Romance, you present to your students your crippled feet to them. Oh, how your king, oh, First King chapter 4 indicated the riches of the Solomon, where the bride was invited to participate. You don't try to control your class with your concept, your ideas, or your wisdom. This is trusting your crippled feet. But it stay there, but remain there in the romance. Is to allow the students see in you that you are part of the banquet. And then they're being introduced to the same banquet. F. The glove of Christ's lover. Tori. The love of Christ's lover toward him is like a spikenard spread forth at his fragrance. Verse 2. When the king is set at the table, and then all this is spread out. All the spikenards spread out. It means, it means in his spirit, the king have such a table of banquet. But you don't eat out of the banquet or that feast. But by loving him, you turn to him, he can sit at the table. The table is already there, but he's waiting for you. But if you turn to your spirit, you sit with him. And also, both of you sit on a table. In that matter, both of you eat out of this banquet. You enter into him. So this spikenard is being spread out. And the fragrance of Christ fill the church life. Depends on if you turn to him in this table, this feast, which is in your spirit, where he's waiting for you. Let's finish the last point. Letter G. G. The lover and the beloved both have beauty. After she contemplated him and to partake of his beauty, and she become, and all she also become beautiful. They both are beautiful. They appreciate the beauty in each other. The more we enjoy him, the more we have to contemplate him. The more we contemplate here, the more we transform, and then we can live such a marriage life, and then the church life become the overcoming church life in this age. The combination of verses in this matter, in this point, are marvelous. It's the first stage. In the first stage, our King, our dear Lord, He can come to you and he can tell you, oh, you're so lovely in the first stage. When we take care of him, we have enter into such a romance. Oh, you're beautiful, my beloved. And then we can say to him, you are lovely. So they both appreciate each other. Yeah, you are beautiful. No, you are beautiful. You are more beautiful than me. No, you are more beautiful than me. No, you are more beautiful than me. Oh, what a romance. Dear saints, this is our daily life. So in those verses, Isaiah 33:17, there too. Your eyes will see the King and His beauty. We will see Him in our daily life. We will see Him. So Psalm 45:11. The King will long for your beauty. We will see His beauty. To see Him, He infused Himself into us. And then He see our beauty, our romance, and then we appreciate each other. And it's not that I need to be transformed. We labor in this. No. We fix our daily life in such a divine romance. Amen, dear saints. Now we can pray to each other, the one next to you. Okay. Amen.
Amen, brothers, lovers. Let's have some practice and something. First, Felicia can help us with the piano for 2 minutes each testimony. Any language that you want to speak, Korean, English, Spanish. And the other important thing is if you shared yesterday, last night, please be seated. And then let the other saints to be sharing that I haven't shared yet. That's how we're gonna do this weekend. Let's flow the spirit. Much love. Much grace. Amen.